Part 2. You'll hear a guide taking a group of visitors around a museum. For questions 7 to 14, complete the sentences. You now have 45 seconds to look at Part 2.
Welcome to the City Museum and Art Gallery. Before we start our tour, I'd like to give you a bit of background information about the place itself. The museum was founded in 1849 as a home for the collections built up over the years by the local cultural society and is one of seven museums owned by the City Council. Its collections of dinosaurs and mummies are well known, and it also has one of Britain's top five exhibitions of natural science. Unfortunately, not all areas are open to the public at the moment. In the cellar storerooms, for example, there are, amongst other things, display cases full of butterflies and many others full of birds. Upstairs, there's a section designed especially for children, for those of you who are interested, where young people can dress up, draw pictures, and find out about the museum at their own pace. It's called Let's Interact. And there's more noise there than silence, as you might imagine. But we find this to be a successful way of attracting children to museums. Let's face it, museums in the past have been boring, rather stuffy places for children and indeed adults to visit. The picture galleries, which we'll be visiting later, boast a fine collection of drawings, prints and woodcuts by German artists, and the art collection is arranged thematically rather than chronologically. The themes we shall see are colour, light, movement, signs and symbols. It's a bit cold here, I'm afraid. I do apologise for this, but I'm sorry to say the central heating needs £1 million refit, which the city can't afford to undertake at the moment. So, if any of you are millionaires and feeling generous today, please see me after the tour. Now, if you will just follow me to the end of the grand colonnade, we'll turn right into the first exhibit room on the ground floor. Now, this room houses the Rutland dinosaur. As you can see, it's 3.5 metres high and 14 metres long, quite an intimidating sight. This Cityosaurus, as it's called, was found in England's smallest county in 1968. The creature loped across the countryside 175 million years ago and is the most complete example of the breed discovered to date. Most of the neck, some of the spine, and a bit of the tail were found in Rutland. The rest of the tail is polystyrene. For those of you who prefer your dinosaurs on a much more human scale, there is a much smaller 200 million-year-old pelosaur over there. Now, if you'd like to follow me up the stairs, we'll make our way to the art exhibit.
Now you'll hear the recording again.
Welcome to the City Museum and Art Gallery. Before we start our tour, I'd like to give you a bit of background information about the place itself. The museum was founded in 1849 as a home for the collections built up over the years by the local cultural society and is one of seven museums owned by the City Council. Its collections of dinosaurs and mummies are well known, and it also has one of Britain's top five exhibitions of natural science. Unfortunately, not all areas are open to the public at the moment. In the cellar storerooms, for example, there are, amongst other things, display cases full of butterflies and many others full of birds. Upstairs, there's a section designed especially for children, for those of you who are interested, where young people can dress up, draw pictures, and find out about the museum at their own pace. It's called Let's Interact. And there's more noise there than silence, as you might imagine. but we find this to be a successful way of attracting children to museums. Let's face it, museums in the past have been boring, rather stuffy places for children and indeed adults to visit. The picture galleries, which we'll be visiting later, boast a fine collection of drawings, prints and woodcuts by German artists, and the art collection is arranged thematically rather than chronologically. The themes we shall see are colour, light, movement, signs and symbols. It's a bit cold here, I'm afraid. I do apologise for this, but I'm sorry to say the central heating needs a £1 million refit, which the city can't afford to undertake at the moment. So, if any of you are millionaires and feeling generous today, please see me after the tour. Now, if you will just follow me to the end of the grand colonnade, we'll turn right into the first exhibit room on the ground floor. Now, this room houses the Rutland dinosaur. As you can see, it's 3.5 metres high and 14 metres long, quite an intimidating sight. This Sitiosaurus, as it's called, was found in England's smallest county in 1968. The creature loped across the countryside 175 million years ago, and is the most complete example of the breed discovered to date. Most of the neck, some of the spine, and a bit of the tail were found in Rutland. The rest of the tail is polystyrene. For those of you who prefer your dinosaurs on a much more human scale, there is a much smaller 200 million year old pelosaur over there. Now, if you'd like to follow me up the stairs, we'll make our way to the art exhibit.
That's the end of part 2. Now turn to part 3.